conquer stress, boost happiness, and create an extraordinary life. Welcome to Uplift with your host, Jamie Fessel.
Happy Monday, everybody. This is Jamie Pfeffer, and welcome to Uplift. I am so excited for our show today. We are going to be talking about miracles, and I have an awesome guest slated to talk to us today. So I'm really looking forward to that, and I'm referring to this as Miracles Monday today. So before we jump in, I just wanted to make a few announcements. If we have anyone new that's listening to the show, I just want to thank you and welcome you and let you know that I love helping go-getters and successful people conquer stress, boost happiness, and create extraordinary lives. And you might be wondering, what is a go-getter? What makes someone a go-getter? Well, I will say that if you are listening to the show right now, I am telling you that you are a go-getter. You are spending time, you've taken time in your day to tune in to this show and in some aspect to better your life. So congratulations to you, and you are now a go-getter, so you can go and tell people that. And I love giving people practical tools and techniques that they can use in their lives to beat the stress and to really boost their happiness and to elevate their lives into a better and better place. So welcome to any new guests and welcome to everyone that's listening in today. I'm so grateful for you. And December has really been a month of contests for me. So I wanted to tell you about that because you may be interested in winning some of the free prizes that I'm giving away. On last week's show, I gave a 2015 Hay House I Can Do It affirmations calendar. And our lucky winner was Carol Gibson. And I did hear from Carol, and she was thrilled with her calendar. So I'm so happy about that. And then also, if you would like to sign up for updates from me, I send out weekly videos, and I also send out, on another list, daily posts that are just daily affirmations with a little bit of wording. And you can sign up for those, and anyone that signs up between now and December 30th of this year is entered into a random drawing for a $50 Amazon e-gift card. I wasn't sure what to offer as a prize, and I actually did a survey, and I did not have a ton of responses to that. So I'm going to do the Amazon thing now, and if you would like to tell me what kind of prizes you would like, I would love that information. And in fact, I will say, if you're the kind of person who shies away from contests because you say, oh, I'll never win, that type of thing, this is the first time that I'm really doing contests. So there's a really good chance that you can win. So I hope that you will enter a couple of these. So to enter the contest for the $50 Amazon gift card, you can send an email to my wonderful director of happiness, Lauren, at lolo, L-O-L-O, at jamiepfeffer.com. And my name is spelled J-A-I-M-E-P-F-E-F-F-E-R.com. And then the other thing that I wanted to talk about before we get into the miracles is another contest that I'm doing, which is for my membership group. I've been working on this for 3 to 4 months, and it's almost ready to go, just in time for 2015, where it's an exclusive group, and I want to offer 2 free memberships for anyone that just send me an email, tell me why you think the group is for you. You know, why would you want to do something like this? And I haven't launched it yet, but it's coming very soon, probably in the next couple weeks. And it's going to be a conglomeration of, you know, daily inspiration from me in your email box, monthly coaching calls to kind of get you going and moving towards your goals in 2015. And then I'm also going to do 3 or 4 e-classes throughout the year. So 4-week classes that will be an hour long each, but those will be free. So what I'm doing with this first launch, if you don't end up winning the contest, I want to say this. What I'm doing with the first launch of this membership group is I am going to deeply discount 75 to 85% off the cost. And anyone that gets in through this first round is going to be a lifetime member. So they'll be a founding member. They'll only pay this one fee, and then they have access to the coaching calls, the daily posts, any and all e-classes that I ever do, which I'm sure I will do. You know, I'm not going to offer the same e-classes every year. They will be in for life. So, but I am offering 2 free scholarships. So, again, you can email me for that one, jp@janiepfeffer.com. And, yeah, stay tuned for that. So with all of that out of the way, I want to welcome you again, and I'm very excited about today's show. We're going to be talking about miracles and, you know, what is a miracle, and I have a wonderful guest who is going to help us hopefully manifest some miracles today and talk to us about thing that he's doing in his life to help other people create miracles in their lives. And my guest today is Gabe Berman. He is the author of the Deepak Chopra-endorsed self-help book, Live Like a Fruit Fly. And he has gone public with his gift of creating miracles. He helps people and their loved ones with health emergencies, economic issues, crises of faith, feelings of self-worth, and more. No problem is too big or too small. And I just want to say, I can't even remember when I met Gabe. It was several months ago, but I'm so glad that I did. I met him through my coach and mentor, Jennifer Grace. And, you know, it was just, I think it was kind of a divine timing thing where it was like, just reach out to this guy. I just reached out to him on Facebook, and he is a fantastic writer, just really mind-blowing, just an awesome, awesome writer. And Live Like a Fruit Fly is awesome. He's got 2 other really great books. And it's just a privilege to know him, and I'm really looking forward to hearing what he has to say today. So welcome, Gabe. Are you there?
Thank you so much. Hi. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on the air.
You're welcome. Hi. How's it going?
I'm good, but I just completely freaked out your producer because she said, okay, you're just going to be in queue. And I'm like, oh, this is that show where I go on there and I just say crazy things off the top of my head and like completely unscripted. And she's like, and there was a big pause. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just joking. I know.
So. That's awesome. So welcome. I'm so excited
Thank
to
you.
Have you. We had a brief conversation yesterday that was, I mean, we literally had to stop ourselves because I think we could have went on for hours. So
we could have recorded that conversation,
awesome.
Just played it
yes,
today.
Yes, we could have.
And that would have
yes,
been fine.
We could have.
But
yes,
maybe we'll do better.
Yes. So I do have to say, I did have a little bit of a miracle before the show started. So that is exciting just in terms of, it was just something small. But, you know, talking about miracles, ever since our conversation yesterday, it's just one of those things that really gets me into a higher energy. And, it's very exciting, especially around this time of year. So it was perfect timing, I think, in terms of the holidays coming. And, you know,
so what was your miracle?
Now
I'm just sitting here waiting to know what your miracle was.
It was actually my printer. I tried to print out a couple things that I needed for the show this morning, and it just kept staying loading. And I left my computer open thinking, okay, maybe there's just like a weak connection there. But I came back several hours later and it still hadn't printed.
In those
so
hours,
I
snuck into your house and I fixed your printer.
Perhaps.
So, yeah, it really wasn't a miracle.
Funny.
I just fixed it.
That's awesome. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to just jump right in.
Well, when
you
said small miracle, it's like a small little thing. It's no big deal. It's printed. Like sometimes I get emails from people and they say, you know, I feel ridiculous asking you this or asking you about this when people are like really suffering out there and, you know, they're dying of this or they got hit by a car or they're losing their house. And I always say, you know, if you get some sort of miracle, since we're all kind of connected in this quantum kind of way, then we all receive it. So nothing is too small. So don't be afraid to ask for anything, even if it's like the silliest thing. But then, you know, when they ask for something that's little, it sometimes it gets to like, really, that's not the problem anyway, and there's something else underneath it, which sometimes is the case for whatever they're saying. So that's something that I always like to tell people. Just, you can go to my site, which is doyouneedamiracle.com, and just really say anything.
Wow. I love that idea of, just the idea of, you know, one person's miracle can also, because we're all connected, can also impact other people.
And if you don't want to be like all spooky metaphysical about it, like let's say your printer works and now you're in a better mood. Since you're in a better mood, maybe you'll just affect the next person because you're feeling good, and the next person will bump into you and be like, you know, maybe life doesn't suck after all. She's happy, I'll be happy, and that's it. Even if it's not like some crazy metaphysical thing that happened.
I love it. I love that. Yeah, you know, it was really interesting, and I just let go of it. It was like, well, and, you know, this has happened for me a lot of times where I'll just walk away from something instead of forcing it. And I actually had another idea. I mean, at the time, it was like, oh, my gosh, I'm not going to have this. And then I just thought, well, I'll just, you know, pull it up on my screen. But then I had the idea of, well, I can just try my husband's computer. And I was about to go and try my husband's computer and walked in the office, and there was a document printed. So it was just like, wow, yeah.
The miracle I would have manifested that situation, if I were you, I would have taken a baseball bat, smashed it to a million pieces, and then go to Best Buy and buy another printer is probably what I would have done. See, it comes in all safe shapes and sizes, miracles.
Yes, yes, they do. So I have to say, as I was just saying that, I was so pleasantly surprised when I walked over and saw that sheet of paper just laying there in the printer.
It is remarkable when you kind of just let go.
Yes, yes. You know, being a writer, and I can be very literal about things, I had to look up the definition of miracle today because, like I said, ever since our conversation, it just really put me into a higher energy just thinking about it and talking about it. And, you know, there's something to the word miracle, and I'm a feeling person. So hearing that word, I started feeling what the word feels like and kind of, you know, put myself in maybe memories where I've had miracles. So I looked at the definition today, and it actually says a surprising or welcome event that is not explicable by natural or scientific laws and is therefore considered the work of a divine agency. I thought that was pretty remarkable.
And when you said we're going to ask him about what a miracle means, I was thinking, I have no idea what it means. So I actually looked it up as you were speaking on my phone really quickly, like definition
really?
Of miracle, which felt so ridiculous to type in. And then I was reading the same exact definition, but the other one underneath that, it says a highly improbable, extraordinary event that comes from, that brings a very welcome consequence. And if you were going to ask me what a miracle was, I was going to read that to you and then say that I think it's a little bit, for me, it's a little bit different, and maybe this is why it works, is because I don't look at it as improbable, ever. My brain does not that it doesn't allow me, I just don't see that, oh my God, you have stage 12 cancer, and I'm like, yeah, you'll be better. Like, I don't even think, I literally cannot see any other option.
Wow, that's remarkable. Very awesome. You know, I think that I can relate to that because even in your definition, it said the word extraordinary.
Right.
And one of the things about everything that I do, my classes and everything else, is I try to help people create an extraordinary life. And to me, extraordinary, I think it's achievable by anybody. It's you know, I have these tools, I have these practices, and, you know, as much as I like to think that I'm special, I've seen it in my students. I've seen the people that take my classes, and it's something that anybody can create. So I'm with you. I'm with you on that. That's very cool.
I wrote a little book about writing, and it's a writing book that is different than most other writing books because it just starts off saying that, hey, you, the person reading this right this second, you are completely extraordinary just because you're going out to try to write. Because most people, you know, you always bump into people, not always, but, you know, I'm sure you bump into people, then they're, oh, my God, I'd love to write a book, and I have this whole idea, and I want to know everything about it, and I always say the same thing, well, how far into it are you? Like, what have you written so far? And I'm like, well, I don't know how to write a book. I don't even know what to just, you know, like, and the answer is how, they always ask, how do I write a book? And I'm always like, you just have to start. And like, that's it.
That's
just have
awesome.
To start.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
wonderful.
See which way
that
it goes.
Is a great book.
Well,
yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. And while we're on that subject, you know, I do that course with Jennifer Grace. It's an 8-week mm-hmm. accountability course for writing. And I think a lot of the people that join the course or maybe even think about joining it but don't because they're like, oh, I could never do this, you know.
Right.
In our last session, I think it was the 7th class, I just said to the women on the line, you know, you are extraordinary because you're here. You know, I mean, the fact that you're here, you're in week 7 out of 8, is you are extraordinary. And I started the show that way for any new listeners today. You know, I said I help go-getters and successful people. And if you're wondering what a go-getter is, if you're listening, you're a go-getter because you're here. You're taking time to better yourself. So, yeah, it's awesome. So, all right, so back into miracles. So, yeah, do you want to talk a little bit more about your definition or who is a good candidate for your, I don't even know if you want to call it your services or?
I don't know what to call it either. It's something that I've been, well, let me just put I have been doing in quotes as the I part because I have something to do with it, but I'm sure there are other things happening at the same time. Excuse me. And this has been going on for years since probably I was little. But many years ago, I just started posting on Facebook out of nowhere, do you need a miracle? And then I'm sure my many thousand friends thought I was joking and they didn't contact me, which is, I wouldn't contact me either. I don't blame them. But some people would say, like, yeah, hey, I would want, this is what's happening, and I'd ask them to contact me privately, and then we'd go back and forth. And then, in quotes, miraculously, the miracle would happen often. And then for years I was debating, like, maybe I should put a little website together and just to make it more official. But it never, I didn't know what to do about it, and I wasn't feeling very extraordinary about it. And then I know there are people started to say, well, you're a healer, put it out there, and you charge for your time. And I never heard that word healer before, like in with my name in the sentence, so that felt a little weird. And then there was the whole money issue about will you charge for a miracle? Like, what's a miracle worth? And that threw me off for years. So I finally said, you know what, I'm just going to put the website up. I'll make it really simple. If anyone wants to contact me, they can. And I feel a little weird about charging. I don't know why I do. So I'll just say you can donate if you'd like, whatever you want to. But you don't have to. You know, like, you can just, the option's there, but just contact me and we'll see what happens. So to answer your question, who is a candidate, I would say if you're breathing still, then you're a candidate.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be you. It could be down, you know, 4 generations of people that you know, you could have been in Starbucks and you overheard someone speaking about something, and then you can talk to me about that if you want.
Okay, so you mean 4 people away.
And, I mean, or 1,000 people away. I don't think it hasn't made a difference yet.
Wow. So, you know, if I, you know, my mom was talking to me about the child of a friend of hers,
mm-hmm.
it could be that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing.
And I'm not claiming to be Jesus or have miracle powers or any of that. It just, for whatever reason, it happens and it works. And sometimes the miracle, I say this once in a while to people, like, the miracle might not look the way you intended it to be, but it's going to be something.
Right. Yes. So how much of an impact do you think somebody's perception has on that?
Do you mean how they feel about miracles to begin with?
Yeah, that's a good place to start.
Well, I don't think it'll hurt if they believe in some sort of miracle process to begin with. I think it makes it easier. Like, there's less from what happens if someone will email me, and then if I have to, like I'm trying to sell them something, which I'm not, I have to, like, overcome objections of telling them why this may work. But I don't allow that to go on very long, because as soon as the person starts intellectualizing the process, I feel like it's killed. So I get into a little bit of a tough love thing about, hey, we have to stop this part right now and let's just move ahead with the problem. Like, we really don't have time to waste negotiating right this second about how this works or who this works or who I think I am or who you think you are. It seems like the more humble the person is from the get-go, although I know I don't sound very humble right this second, then it works a lot more smoothly. But I really don't believe that they have to believe. I just feel like they need to get out of their own way. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yes. Yes.
But if they come to me and say, hey, you know what? I dare you to make me feel better. I'm like, I don't think I would even want to. Like, the miracle would have to be first for you to, like, knock your ego down about 20 stages. And then, you know, that's the first miracle. And then we'll work out from there.
Okay. Yeah, I just know for me personally, I've experienced a lot more miracles, I think, in the past 2 years. Because I look at things in a different way. So, you know, maybe 4 years ago, the thing with the printer, I would have gotten upset. I know that. I don't think I would have bashed it, but I would have gotten upset and it probably would have taken over my day. Mm-hmm. And it was just kind of like, you know, I'll figure it out. You know, it was relatively easy and I'm more open to options now because I'm not so attached to things. I don't think I have just outcomes. Like, you know, a big part of my work is teaching people how to detach from where, you know, regardless of what's going on around you, you can still have peace and happiness, even if things are crumbling. So, I think, you know, having that ability to detach from it definitely helps the process.
And when you
and
said
it is
that,
pleasantly surprising. Go ahead.
When you said that you notice more of them now, maybe it's kind of like a Celestine Prophecy kind of way. I don't know if you read that book, but that's generally so. It's generally one of the first books people read as they start their spiritual process with books. And it's a little story, like an Indiana Jones story that's dealt with this little spiritual tale. And their main point, or one of their main points, is that once you start seeing coincidences, which are obviously not really coincidences, then you see more of them. And when you start seeing more of them, you start looking for them, and then you see that everything's connected. And maybe that's the same way with miracles. Like, if you start, like, noticing them, then maybe you can see more of them. Because you really think about it, like, just the fact that you and I are speaking is more or less a miracle.
Yes.
It's pretty remarkable, and you can take that apart on any level, just that we are made of the same molecules as this couch that I'm sitting on, but we're animated with life and the couch isn't. I mean, that's just a miracle, and it's inexplainable completely.
Right.
Like, there's no scientist yet has been able to tell you what life is. We just know that it's there. So that itself is ridiculously miraculous.
Yes, it is. You know, it's when I met you, I was in a certain point at my book, and you really helped me with some, editing, and, I mean, that was a miracle. It was like, you know, the right place, the right time, and so I was actually thinking about that today before the show. You know, would you say that a miracle is the same thing as like a synchronicity or, you know, a quote coincidence?
Right. So, I think it's all connected.
Yeah, nice. All right. So tell me what the process is like. Like, if I decided I needed a miracle, what would I do?
It starts the same, but it's always different in between. It always more or less ends the same, which is you contact me through my doyouneedamiracle.com site. We go back and forth. I ask you a string of questions that may not seem to be connected to anything, but yet I feel like I should be asking them in that minute. I kind of like hold my breath that you're not going to get mad at me, whoever the person is, for what I'm asking. Not that I ask like ridiculous questions, but sometimes someone would say like, you know, I really would love to get a new job and find a new boyfriend. And then I start digging in on the boyfriend thing because maybe it's not the job at all or the other way around. So I'll either ask, it might go back and forth for 50 emails until I figure out what's going on. Not that I'm, you know, Sigmund Freud and I know everything about what's going on. I would just go by with my gut. That's all I can do. And then once I feel that, I know what's going on and they know what's going on. And then we just kind of see what happens. And then it usually happens pretty well, either quickly or over some time. Yeah. There's really no set, you know, douse yourself in oils and turn around 3 times and pray to John of God in Brazil. There's none of that. Although I'm sure he's amazing, but you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. So what are some of the success stories that you've had?
just one that just jumped into my head right now, which was just completely crazy. And if I was listening to your show right now, I would either call me or hang up on me right now because it's totally insane. And
right.
I don't believe it, but I know it happened, so it happened. I got an email from a woman in Mexico, and my Gmail, whatever the spam filter thing is, said, be careful of this because it's coming from another country. It's coming from Mexico, and it has all the verbiage of things that you should be – I didn't even know that it existed on Gmail.
Right, yeah.
So I was afraid, like, if I just – if I send her an email back, can she, like, you know, steal my mom's house? Like, I didn't know how that works. I have
right.
no idea about scams like that. So I read through it like 1,000 times, and I'm finally like, all right, I'm just going to see if I email her back and then she robs me, then that's just life. That's just the way it goes. But we went back and forth, and it turns out that this woman is stuck in Mexico. She is American. Her husband is Mexican, and her daughters are trapped there. And they could not get out because of this husband who's Mexican, and it doesn't matter if they have passports. Like, there was just all these backdoor Mexican things happening that the law really wasn't on their side, and the U.S. government couldn't help. Like, they were just stuck. So she sent me this email, and I'm like, oh, great. Like, she's
wow.
dead. There's nothing that I can do. Like, this is just too far. Like, I don't like, you know, right away, I thought she was going to be like, hey, if you send this to 10 people and send this, you know, $5. And I thought it was going to be one of those. But she was really stuck, and she sent me back a million emails, and I was feeling that it was pretty legit.
Wow.
So I was starting to feel really helpless for the first time. Like, this woman is just screwed, and she's going to die there, and that's it. No offense to anybody who's in Mexico. I'm sure it's a lovely place. But anyway.
Right.
So I caught myself freaking out for her, and I'm like, no. This is nothing. I've talked about much worse things to people to try to help them out. So I'm like, just go through the same exact process of what you normally would do. So then we went back and forth and back and forth, and I got like the confidence back, and I just knew that I was going to be okay somehow. And then I finally sent my final email, like, okay, it's going to be fine. And then I just like, okay, that's it. I'm just going to hold my breath on this one. And sometimes people email me back and sometimes they don't. But she emailed me back. I saw her name like within 12 hours. And I'm like, oh, God, she's, you know, decapitated or something horrible happened, which would
mm-hmm.
be tough to email if you're decapitated. But I opened up her email and she said, did you do this? That was the first line. I'm like, oh, my God, she's
wow.
going to somehow figure out how to sue me or something. And mm-hmm. the next day she gets a call from this Department of U.S. Citizenship something, and they
wow.
said, we have heard your case, and we're going to take it under consideration, and it's going to be okay, and we have your back, and we're the U.S. government, and don't worry about it. And then I was
wow.
like, oh, my God, thank God this worked out. But it was
yeah.
amazing. It was within, you know, I sent her an email at night, I woke up, and there it was. And
wow.
then a couple of days later, maybe like a week later, I get an email about this whole court case that finally happened. And they're like, they're not out of jail yet, but not jail, but they're not out of their situation yet, but it's getting closer.
Wow.
So that is one out of many stories that are just ridiculous. And then, you know, another
wow.
story would be like, oh, I haven't talked to my boyfriend in forever. We broke up. I was horrible to him. He won't accept my apology. I don't know what to do. And then I would say, I don't know, why don't you try texting him? And then she's like, no, it's way past that. And then we go back and forth, and then we realize that she's got some issues about how she views herself and how she views men and how – so we talk about that a little bit, and of course I'm not a real counselor. I don't pretend to be.
Right.
Just like I'm really upfront. I'm just talking to them as, you know, there's a friend and a guy who wrote a self-help book. So
mm-hmm.
then the next day or a week, you know, a couple days later, she's like, oh, my God, he just called me, and he's going to be in Paris, and I'm going to be in Paris, and we're going to get together. And it's like
– wow.
But then, you know, if you don't hear about that – sometimes I just said, you know what, you've already had your miracle. This guy was bad for you. He was obviously
right.
an idiot. And you don't need to be with him. There's your miracle. Congratulations. Go about your day. And
right.
sometimes people just want to hear that. I mean, I won't just say what they want to hear, but, you know, I'll just say what I'm feeling.
Right. Wow. That's amazing.
It is. Like, I would not believe this if, you know, I didn't
right.
have emails in front of me.
Wow. Why, huh. But do you think that your capacity to believe more of things that are, you know, miracles, so things that defy nature or, you know, scientific laws, is increasing now that you're seeing these things happen, like literally right in front of you? Or are you still skeptical?
I don't know why I'm a little skeptical every single time. Like, is this really? Until I get into the like, if I'm not in the moment, just talking to you right now is just two people speaking. Like, I don't know. I know it sounds insane. But when I'm inside the moment of, like, talking to them and, like, feeling it, it feels like the most – it feels as probable as breathing right now. It's the same exact thing. And maybe that has something to do with why it works.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, that's wonderful. Very interesting.
I mean, there's another theory that I think about why it works. And it definitely works. I mean, I'm not going to say it's 100% of the time because that's just not – it just isn't. But one of the things that I think about is since we are all connected on some quantum level and just proven scientific level, and if there is some sort of, like, divine thing going on out there at the same time that we're all connected to, maybe the person is intended to receive this miracle, and I'm just intended to tell you that you're going to get one. And it's just like everyone's filling their roles, kind of like the Shakespeare quote about we're all players on a stage or whatever that quote is. But if I was a little bit smarter, I'd know the Shakespeare quote by heart. I should know. But let's just pretend I know it by heart.
We'll
edit that in later. And maybe just like we're all just playing our parts at the exact perfect time. Like someone just feels at the last second, okay, I'll just ask this Gabe guy. I'll go to his little website and see what he has to say. And that person behind all of the mass of the universe was intended to receive a miracle anyway, and I was intended to tell them. And that's where we're all
right.
Making it happen. But that's very possible. But who knows?
Yeah.
It's just conjecture.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I talk about in my book and my class is, you know, these things happen, but also we can put ourselves we can do certain things every day to increase the chances of things like this happening. What is your take on that?
Like there are certain, like a lifestyle or different things that you can work on to make miracles more available? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, yes.
I don't know. You know, I really don't know. Sometimes I say if you can expect miracles by acting miraculously, which to
Ooh.
Me is just, you know, you can steal that line. No, actually, you can't steal that line. It's mine. But you can share it. You can use it, but you can just give me credit for it. Thanks.
I will. That's great.
Thank you. And what I mean by that is everyone can always just be kinder to themselves and to everybody else. And you can always worry less because with or without your worrying, things are just going to unfold the way they do. And you may not make it worse by worrying, but there's no way you're going to make it better. I mean, I know very new agey people say that worrying is praying for something to happen that you don't want to happen, but there's no evidence of that. I mean, that might be true, that might not be true, but it definitely doesn't make it better. And all it does is stress you out even more. So if you want to be very open and you want to be down this kind, spiritual path of gratitude, there's no way that that can hurt. And it feels like to me that it can only help.
Right. Yeah, I know that you're new to my stuff. One of the things that I talk about actually a lot is worry. And really giving people ways to deal with it because it's a low vibration activity.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, engaging in that type of behavior, which a lot of people have learned, but it keeps you in these lower, it keeps the worrier in a lower energy field, which I talk about in the book. You know, everything is energy and it's all kind of gauged on this. Are you familiar with Power versus Force?
Yeah, I read
Stephen
most
Hawkins?
Of his books. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you want to get up higher. I mean, he talks about how synchronicity is at the top or close to the top of that whole thing. So, mm-hmm. you know, you want to do certain activities that are going to put you in higher vibrations instead of lower vibrations. So,
it definitely,
you know,
it makes sense just from a basic scientific principle that you want to, you know, it's like the law of attraction. If you get into a certain vibe, you're going to attract that good vibe, like depending on where you
right.
are. It definitely makes
right.
sense. And
right.
There's no way that it can hurt. Like, you know, people sometimes say, hey, you know, I really think that I love my job, but I don't know if it's the right thing to do, and I'm feeling really stressed out about it. Like, what's your job? Oh, I smash people's businesses, and I make more poor people for a living. Like, yeah, you don't,
right.
You know, you're not going to receive something beautiful if that's what you're doing. Maybe you'll get some other disgusting job where you're making even more money, but that's not the point of all of this.
Huh, interesting. Yeah, I think intention has a lot to do with a lot of this stuff, though. You know, and a miracle, praying for a miracle, I think in the really traditional sense, if it's something that just doesn't seem possible, you know, if we're talking about different vibrations and feelings and emotions being at different vibrations. So, you know, if sadness and depression and things like that are very low, which is why we feel physically low when we're in those vibrations. Like, for example, shame is at like 20 or 40, I think it is. And then as you get up higher, you start to feel a little bit better and you have more energy. So anger is higher than shame, which is why sometimes you feel like this, you have this like explosion of energy, you know, when you're in, when you go from like feeling shame or depressed up to anger.
Right. Like when you smash your printer into a million pieces.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, all right, cool. So with, you know, with intentions, one of the things that I had talked to you about was goal setting. You know, how is this related to goal setting? Is asking for a miracle related to goal setting? Can you talk about that a little bit?
I really am not a goal setter. I just said one day that, you know what, I'm going to write a book and I'm going to give myself a year and that is it, period. And I will just make out of nowhere a goal like that. But I'm not really like every day wake up, write your goals down. And that really, I know that works for people. I'm just not that type of person. Although I know how good and helpful that could be in situations where you're trying to get your facts straight and your daily thoughts together and your activities if you have a whole string of things to do. But when it comes to asking for a miracle, I don't really don't think there's a lot of time to think about writing your goals down. I think that you just have to shed everything and get rid of all doubt and just ask.
Okay.
And I think I don't remember exactly what I wrote on my website, but it says something like, all you need is enough faith just to ask, and then you can receive. Like, you just have to get to that point. It's kind of like writing a book. You have to just start and see what happens. And that's why you just have to kind of put it out. And I feel like when people contact me for this process of whatever happens, a lot of it is already answered just from them asking.
Yeah.
Okay, 80% of the work has now been done because you asked.
Yeah.
Oh, and many times they ask for them, and then I say, well, what do you really want? Like, what are you asking for? And they say, I just told you. I'm like, no, you just gave me a laundry list of why you need a new tattoo for Christmas, but you didn't really get to the what are you asking for? Not that I need... You know, I'm never coming from this ego point of view that you need to be specific with me. I just think, like, you really need to be specific with yourself. So, in a way, definitely for intention, but goal setting as a point to setting your specific goal. Because if you said, let's make a goal list for getting a new car. And if you just wrote, I want a new car or I need a car, that's not specific. I think you really need to get specific with the universe so it knows how to answer.
Yes, I agree. I think goal setting is probably the wrong term. It's got like just a different connotation. But intention, you know, setting the intention, having the thought, first of all, that, oh my gosh, something else could happen. You know, it doesn't have to be this bleak.
Right.
When I think of miracles in the traditional sense, I think of a really bleak situation where it's like, oh, you know, this is going to take a miracle.
Right.
You know, whether it's somebody dying or, you know, maybe it's something with drugs or something like that. But, you know, that whole idea of putting it out there and even asking. Because I think when, you know, back to what I was talking about with the vibrations and just those, like, numeric values, you know, if synchronicity or whatever, the top is at 1,000 and then, you know, you're in this sadness or this despair, which is like really, really a low level. You know, I think a lot of times, at least for me, if I was really scared of something, I'm almost blocking out any hope. You know, like I could go to that place, and I don't as much anymore, but earlier in my life when I would have these just swings and depressions, it's really difficult to see anything positive when you're in a really low point like that.
Right. It's invisible. You just can't even.
Right.
And then someone said, hey, clever your call. Hey, what's going on? And you're like, oh, God, the last thing I want to do is hear your voice. And they're just saying hello, you know? And normally you'd be like, hey, what's going on? You know? And everything becomes bleak when you're feeling bleak.
Right. But for me, it's like, it's that little piece that could get me out of that. You know what I mean? Like that little tiny sliver of hope or whatever it is. So to kind of get me the momentum going in the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you're asking, when you're setting, you know, once you have the thought of, oh my gosh, something else could happen, you know,
right.
It doesn't necessarily have to be this horrible outcome. You're kind of moving up that scale closer to the higher levels, and then you're actually putting your intention out there. So that's what I mean about goal setting. Or, you know, I'm big into visualizing. And I think that it has a tremendous impact on people. And prayer, and not in a religious sense, but asking, you know, it's asking.
Right.
And there's various forms that you can do that in. You know, I think of vision boards as visual prayers. It's there. It's like I put it out there. I'm asking for it. So it's an interesting way to look at it, you know. So people are coming to you, they're asking, they're putting it out there in the universe.
Exactly. They're putting it out in writing, and that really makes it official.
Yeah.
And especially if I'm like, you have to kind of narrow that down or open it up or change it, or what are you really trying to get at here? And what, you know, I said before, like you said about it can just change at any second. I've been talking to this woman for a while now. It's been months, and she's just stuck where she doesn't want to be financially, ex-husband, the whole story of horrible things, aside from thankfully she's healthy, but she can't get unstuck, and it's not she's stuck in her head. Like, she's physically stuck, and she just can't go to the next level yet or move or whatever she wants to do. And I just said to her the other day, I'm like, you know what? Change always happened, and tomorrow this could all be different, because things are, you know, you just wake up, it's like, oh, things are different today. Or you get that phone call. Like, all that is one little choice. It's usually a couple of steps that get you to that place, but sometimes it's really just a phone call. And it's something that, you know, my whole life since I was a little kid, I just want to get a book published. And I have to figure that out at some point. And I ended up writing for the Miami Herald for 8 years, which is a complete miracle in itself. But then after that, I thought, well, I've been writing for one of the biggest newspapers in the world. Everyone's going to want to publish my book. So I sent out letters, they're called query letters. I know you know the whole process, to agents, and every single solitary agent denied me. And half of them, 99% of them didn't even read the letter. But first I started off with the letters to people who were looking for self-help books. And by the end I was like, if you're an agent, like, and you only publish books about World War II conspiracy theories with aliens, I'm like, hey, I have a self-help book that's exactly like that. World War II conspiracy theory, aliens. That's lives like a fruit fly. It's perfect. And everyone said no. And then I'm like, you know what? Screw it. I don't care about agents anymore. I'm just going to directly mail the publishers. All of them said no. Every self-help publisher, every publisher, every joke book, every World War II, every, you know, lesbian, erotic, science fiction. Like, yeah, that's my book. It's perfect. That's it.
Oh my gosh.
You know what? I'm like, everyone rejected me. I'm done. It's proof. I'm just not going to have a book published. And I said, you know, screw it. I'm going to do I emailed the exact same agents on all the new ones, because it was years later. And I'm like, hey, I have this book and it's amazing. And they, from a different angle, and they all rejected me. And then all the publishers rejected me again because I did the same thing.
Oh my gosh.
And then I'm like, you know what, I'll give it a couple months. And I did the same thing, $5,000
wow.
in stamps later and emails, not that you pay for emails, and they all rejected me. And I'm like, screw it,
wow.
I'm self-publishing it, and that is it. And I don't care if it looks bad or whatever, I'm putting the book out. And by that mm-hmm. point with self-publishing, you get on Amazon and no one knows the difference anyway. The book's just out there.
Right, yeah.
So the whole point of this crazy story is how anything can change at any second is that
yep.
I put my book out there. A friend of mine is looking at it on the computer on her, you know, Amazon page, and then her new friend is walking behind her computer at home, and she's like, the new friend says, what is that? What's Live Like a Fruit Fly? And she's explaining, oh, it's my friend's book, and it's about living like a fruit fly because we all die anyway, and you have to live your life, seize the day. And this other friend turns out to be the acquisitions editor for HCI, the company that put out Chicken Soup for the Soul. And
wow.
within a couple of weeks, I was signing a contract with them.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yes, my intention was to get a book out. And if I didn't have an intention, it never would have happened. But then and that's the whole point of it. Like, I know we're off topic about miracles, but maybe we're on, like, create your own miracle kind of conversation. Because
right.
I kept on pushing it, and then the craziest thing happened. And you just never know which way it could turn it. And that's like an overnight story.
That is so awesome. Oh, I love that.
I just made that whole
yeah.
story up. No, I'm just joking. I really have.
I know you didn't, so.
No, yeah.
That's incredible. Yeah, and I am going to tell the students from our book proposal classes to listen to this because I think so many writers worry about that. They worry about the rejection. Like,
how could you do that? Yeah.
What are you, like, made of steel? I mean, 3 rounds. That's pretty incredible.
Well, the whole writing story of my life is just ridiculous because I just wanted to be a writer, but why should I write if no one's going to ever publish me? So I was a writer, never writing, ever. And then
right.
I finally just started, and then I bumped into this girl like way after college who is a writer and published all over the place, and I started writing by that point just for myself. She's like, oh, send me something. She was being nice, so I sent her some craziness that I was writing. But if I didn't just finally just start writing, I never would have had anything to send to her. And I didn't care what of course I wanted her to like my stuff just because that's what writers think. But the crazy
right.
thing is that she gave my name after reading my stuff to this editor at the Miami Herald. Out of nowhere. So then usually you have to send a million letters and go on a million interviews and talk to every single person in the newspaper
mm-hmm.
before they let you like write an ad for like, you know, a supermarket or something. But she just
right.
called me, and I was at my horrible corporate job, and this woman said, hey, I'm an editor with the Miami Herald. We love your stuff. And I'm like, yeah, that's funny. Click. So I just completely hung up on her because I was like worried my
what?
Boss was going to like look at me.
Wow.
So then my phone rings 2 more seconds. She's like, go to Google right now and put my name in. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, wow, I'm so sorry for hanging up on you. I thought you were a friend making a stupid joke or something. And you.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, 2 weeks later, I had a whole page in the Miami Herald.
Wow. Well, you are a phenomenal writer, so I'm not surprised.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
But, I mean, oh, my gosh.
But there are billions of
phenomenal
writers better than me, but they just maybe haven't put themselves out there yet, or it's just going to happen. Or make it happen. You know, just make it happen. And if it doesn't happen,
yeah.
it'll lead you to something else, but just make sure that you do it. Like, if you know you
yeah.
need to write, then write.
Right. Yeah. It sounds like you've always wanted to be a writer, like you know, you always had that thing, whatever it is, the voice or the,
mm-hmm.
the calling. How much do you think that has to do with it? Like you were meant to do that, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, maybe there is some sort of like fate meeting free will thing, like I was intended to be
mm-hmm.
a writer and that's why I went off after it. It's very possible. I do know that if I didn't just start writing, though, obviously none of this
happened. Oh, yeah.
Happen.
Right.
So, because I really did not start writing until after college. I was just always complaining to my friends about, oh, this sucks. I hate the corporate world. I don't know what to do. I just really want to be a writer. And finally, a friend just said, okay, here's what you do. You start writing tonight or I'll never speak to you again. Click. And I'm like, wow, this is serious now. And then I just turned on my computer and staring at a blank page, and I have no idea what to do, and I just started writing. And
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the taking action piece. You
right.
have to take action.
Mean, it's definitely scary, and you definitely want to be a bestseller the next day, but it sometimes doesn't work that way. And, you know, I'll let you know when it works for me. It's eventual, but it hasn't happened yet.
That's awesome. I love it. Yeah, I mean, I can really relate. My life is completely different than it was, and I've had a lot of miracles. This show's a miracle. I mean, I used to be petrified of speaking in public, and yeah, I always had this, you know, okay, I'm going to do something with speaking or leading or, you know, writing, and but I didn't do it. I was afraid.
It's scary.
So,
how could you not
it
be
is.
Scared? You know, I don't wake up every day and, like, start floating around my house like some guru. It doesn't work that way. Like, you know, I'm scared every day of something. It's just scary out there. But I just also, underneath this being scared, underneath it all, I know that good prevails. And maybe that's the miracle right there. Like, I just know it. It's nothing that I need to force myself into thinking. And the second that I remember that, everything's okay.
Yep. Yeah, it's trust and faith. Yeah.
Even if it's faith in nothing. Maybe it's faith in nothing. But then it's like act as if and it will be kind of thing. Fake it as till you make it.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just, even if I have faith in nothing sometimes, I'm like, this really just sucks. I still know underneath it that I have faith in just having faith, and maybe that alone pushes the universe around.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I learned something that was like, if you can't be willing to do something, pray for the willingness to be willing. So very similar, very similar.
Yeah, like I say a lot, I'm grateful that I can be grateful right now.
Right. Yes. That's awesome.
And just a funny story about gratefulness. Like when people are just really getting to you, I found a way to get over that. And I just did it today. And I was right before did your show, I was in the gym and I was looking at some guy and he's just like that typical gym guy. And I just felt like he was getting to me and he's like interrupting my workout just by looking at him. And I'm like, oh, I'm just grateful. I just really am grateful on me right now. And I know that might be horrible, but like I could have easily been that guy and been pissing other people off. And just thank God I'm not in the pissing people off business.
Right.
So.
Yes. Yeah, gratitude's amazing. That's amazing. All right. So what are some other, back to the miracles, what are some other things that people have called on you for? You said there was a boyfriend.
Well, then most of it is sickness. Unfortunately.
Okay.
And as horrible as that is, I'm happy to see emails like that because I mean, I know it's out there. I know people are getting sick and I've dealt with it horribly with my family and it's there. So if it's there, if I can somehow alleviate in some small way, then I'm, you know, grateful to see those emails. And I always think about it when someone emails me, I'm like, I always say like, I'm really grateful you contacted me, and I feel like that sounds a little bit cheesy, but I say it anyway because I really mean it. So if they think it's cheesy, that's life. And I was thinking about the placebo effect, how it's scientifically proven to help, and I keep on thinking, well, maybe I suck. I'm not doing anything. I'm enabling the placebo effect, and that's great enough. But if I look through the old emails I think about through the years, a lot of times, like we started out the show, is like, hey, my co-worker's daughter has some sort of something and is in the hospital, so let's talk about that for a while. And then sometimes I get an email saying, wow, she's doing so much better. She's out of ICU. And there's been lots of stories of, hey, my dad or my mom is out of ICU and she's back to work. Or, I mean, that happens often.
Wow.
And I mean, and like you said something about like, seeing these miracles has helped me believe in them more. That's definitely true, because if someone says, oh, my mom's in ICU, it's like it looks to me like she's saying my mom went to the candy store. I mean, it's the same thing. It's just, I just know it's going to be better.
Oh, that's great.
And
yeah,
back to the placebo thing, it's just incredible that it's really not the placebo effect. If the person doesn't even know what's happening, there can't be any placebo effect.
Right. Yeah, that's the mysterious piece.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, if I don't know if you're thinking of it in terms of prayer or not, but it's energy, you know?
I don't know if I'm thinking about it as prayer. There is some sort of element at that, at the final moment when I'm talking to the people, but And the whole thing is definitely with energy. I try not to let myself to think about it too much because I don't want it to get somehow ruined. But there's definitely some sort of connection happening on the energetic prayer quantum connection of all of it.
Yes, yes.
You ever hear about a book called The Holographic Universe?
I've heard of it. I've not read it.
Don't. No, actually, it's a great book. It's very scientific, and it takes a little bit to get through. But actually, you should read it because it's remarkable. It's really not so difficult to get through. I mean, if I got through it, then you'll get through it. And it is it's mathematically proven that we're living in a hologram. And then you can just say, well, that's just math, and who cares? But maybe that's proof of why this works, because a hologram works out that each tiny mini piece of a hologram contains the information of the entire picture. So if I'm connected to the little tiny thing of the entire picture, if I say wellness, then there's wellness everywhere. So that's possible too.
Yeah, I totally believe in that. I do.
All I know is that people contact me and it works out. That's the best I can do.
That's so awesome. Wonderful. Well, all right, so tell us again, it's doyouneedamiracle.com.
Right.
And anybody can just go. I mean, I was on your site yesterday.
It's just a really simple contact
sheet. Yes, it's real easy to use. You just type in your name. You type in what? Do you want them to type in like a couple sentences about what's
whatever
going on?
Whatever they feel.
And then you contact
whatever
them
they feel. There's nothing's rigid. Just type whatever you're feeling. And we'll go from there. And, you can always friend me on Facebook. It's just Gabe Berman, G-A-B-E-B-E-R-M-A-N, or Twitter, or anywhere else. My email is gabeberman@gmail.com.
Awesome. And there's no fee. You offer the option to make a donation if somebody's feeling it, and there's no recommended amount. It's just you just give
it to you. Want to donate $10, if you want to send me a Porsche, if you want to do nothing, that's all fine. Just whatever you want, whatever you're comfortable with, and so I'm cool with it.
And I'm assuming everything is confidential?
Oh, yeah, of course. No, I mean, that's from the get-go. But you know what? Usually people, they don't even, by the time they're emailing me, they're not even worried about, like, oh, don't tell my boss or don't tell my board. Like, they're past that already. But 100% confidential, I would never dream of, because I don't know how much I believe in karma, but I believe in it enough not to ever say anything to anybody about anything that anyone says to me.
Right. And
unless when my mom says, don't tell your sister, but then I right away tell her. But aside from that.
Then you're finding people are, I think it's awesome. I'm surprised that so many people are just contacting. I mean, is it friends of friends that are contacting you mostly, or just random people contacting you?
I would say friends never contact me. Because I'm sure my friends that I grew up with and went to college with, they see my post and they think, well, Gabe has lost his mind. And this is not the guy that I played basketball with in college. And I won't even read his books. But people who are, in quote, strangers out in the world, they just say, why shouldn't I try to believe him? So
that's so awesome.
Right. And all my books are on Amazon, just if you want to check it out there.
Yes. Yes. Please promote your books. That's great.
Live like a fruit fly. And while we're talking about miracles, I wrote this whole thing, and I think we have 1 minute left, so I'll be quick. I wrote a book. My dad was diagnosed and died of a brain tumor or multiple brain tumors. And everyone right now could be like, well, why can we trust you with miracles if you couldn't make one happen yourself? And that's a very valid question. And I have almost no answer for you on that one. But I really started questioning the whole divine God process, and I forced myself to write this book just with having no answer, just so I knew by the time I was done writing it, I would have an answer, and that's exactly what happened. So it's called Where is God When Our Loved Ones Get Sick?
Yes, it's phenomenal. I've read it. Fantastic.
Thank you. I think when people are past wanting to receive a miracle, then I don't think anything is possible. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. I haven't had a situation like that with a loved one, but I will read that if I ever do. And I have recommended it to a couple people.
Let's hope you never have
experienced that. Yeah, yeah. I've been really fortunate.
Good.
My mom had cancer, and she got through it. So, yeah. So, all right. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Again, you're welcome. You're welcome. It is doyouneedamiracle.com.
Right.
And pretty much anybody can go on and just fill out the form and start from there.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
thank you so much, Gabe.
No,
thank
you for helping me spread the word. I appreciate it.
Just about out of time. Thanks, everybody, for joining us, and I'll see you next week.